Do you have any questions on spiritual questions?
My question is, you gave us the example that was narrated about a man becoming a Muslim. I was going through to Salallahu alayhi wa sallam with his honor, and he asked that he become Muslim first, or should he go to battle? Mm-hmm. Salallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go to Muslim first. This person said it in the text, so he had no bearing on the authenticity of the hadith.
Yes. So this person is unidentified. We don't know his name. But he does not, he's not involved in the transmission of the hadith. Another example of that, when the Prophet was making khutbah, and a man entered and he said, all of our castles are dying, we don't have rain, why don't you make prayer for us to have rain? This person is unidentified. But he is not involved in the transmission of the hadith. But the person who is involved in the transmission of the hadith has to be identified. But if this person is a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, the lack of identification does not have any bearing on the authenticity, because all of the Prophet's companions are thiqat, are trustworthy. And the reason for which we want to establish the identity of the reporters of the hadith to classify them whether they are acceptable reporters or not. Any other questions? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Last time we talked about المبهم. Can you tell us where المبهم can be? عليكم السلام. Where المبهم can be?
In the sentence or
in the lesson? In the sentence or in the lesson? When the مبهم is in the lesson, what kind of bearing does it have on the authenticity of the hadith?
You
miss last year?
You didn't go to Mecca. You just go to Shanghai. Yeah.
The next one is the text. Mean, that, and moon. Which one has a bearing over the authenticity? Or what kind of bearing does it have over the authenticity when the Al-Mubham is in Al-Mecca?
The Muslim is in a message, the text has no bearing over the authenticity of it. It has a bearing over if it was in the narration.
No. It does not have any bearing over the authenticity when a Muslim is a message.
When it is in the text.
No, it keeps me.
Right. When an unidentified person is in the text.
It has no bearing over the authenticity.
No bearing over the authenticity.
With no shirk? Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Correct. Can you give me an example?
An example is when it's narrated that an unidentified man came to the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked about going to a jihad. And the person died. That person, the unidentified person, was in the text of the hadith. It wasn't in the narration of the hadith.
The hadith does not say an unidentified person. It says a person.
A person.
But this person is not identified with it.
Okay.
Now, if the mubham is in the chain of narration, does it make the hadith an authentic? Does it make the hadith an authentic? You agree with what she said?
If the person is an identified person saying the hadith is weak.
If it is in the chain of narration. Are you sure? Are you sure?
No.
No, wrong. What is that an unidentified person is a companion?
The unidentified person is a companion of a person. There's no bearing.
You have to give me the...
There's no bearing because the companions, all the companions are
so you have to say if the unidentified person is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then lack of identity does not have any bearing on the authenticity. But if the unidentified person is in al-tabi'in level or other than al-tabi'in, less than al-tabi'in, does it have a bearing over the authenticity? Why does it have a bearing over the authenticity?
Unidentified. Nobody knows that person. Nobody knows whether they're sick or not.
Whether they are known? What?
That they're not, it's not known whether they are
adul
or sick or not.
What are the two types of majhul and identified?
Madhul al-ayn is unidentified in person, and Madhul al-hawl or Madhul is unidentified in
person. What is the criteria or the condition for a person to be classified as Madhul al-ayn?
Criteria is for the person to be classified as Matu al-Ain, is only one person narrated, reported from that person, and it was not certified by a major scholar.
Who is a major scholar?
A major scholar could be like Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Imam Muslim,
Now, having said that, inshallah, we're going to move through the new lesson. Who is somebody who is we have seen one of the conditions for the hadith to be authentic. It has to have a connected chain of narration. A connected chain of narration means every person who participated in the transmission of this hadith received the account from the one who is higher than this individual. So if we have a chain of narration, we A, B, C, D, C, M. For the chain of narration to be connected, S must be from B, and E from B, and B from C, and C from B, and B from A. This is one of the conditions for the hadith to be connected, and this is why we call it the connected chain of narration. This part of the chain has a little link. Those things have to be connected for the chain to be connected. Also, each reporter is a link, and he has to link to the one who is higher than him, who precedes him in the link. And the way they link by one to hear it from the one who precedes him. See? Certain problem, what happened in the case of humanity that we break it means. Therefore, it seems to me a robot changes the connection twice in a row. A robot changes the connection once in a row. A robot means they have just changed the connection 2 days in a row. For example, the test narrates a report according to P. We have just P and G. This change, this connection, twice in a row. It's not possible for S to know to narrate according to P. Because P, for example, gives me imaginary example. T values in year 80, and this one was born in year 90. So it's not possible for him to link with T. So you know, through the biography, that those two people may not be students of one another. An example of that is what narrated in ما رواه الحاكم من معرفة علوم الحديث بمسنده إلى القعنبي عن مالك أنه بلغه أن أبا هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمملوك طعامه وكسوته بالمعروف ولا يكلف من العمل إلا ما يطيق. And it happened in his book, Ma'arif al-Ulum al-Hadith, in a chain of narration from al-Qa'nabi according to Malik, and this is Imam Malik, according to Abu Huraira. So we have here Malik to give us an account according to Abu Huraira. That means there is Malik, not Ali. Malik was not in the generation of Abu Huraira, so that is to report according to Abu Huraira. If this same account was narrated outside of Al-Muwatta, outside of Al-Muwatta of Malik, who had this year in the first day a person by the name Muhammad bin Adnan, according to his father, the father of Muhammad. So now we identify the true missing name. But this was according to a chain of narration that is reported not in Al-Muwatta of Imam Malik. But the narration inside Al-Muwatta is Malik that he has reformed that Abu Huraira said. This means the hadith is مغضب. The hadith was منقطع changed the connection once in a row. Changed the connection once in a row. Meaning, we had our example A, B, C, D, E, X. When S narrates according to B, we have one change that is missing. And when we have one chain that is missing in the chain of narration, this hadith is called Muqatta'. An example of that في وصف اليمين قال عبد الرزاق الكون سوء الكون الكون سوء الحرق الكون سوء بيت من مكيف الكون سوء مكيف وهذا الشيء فيه من وجه الله at the beginning of the sermon after Rizal the harmony in a family the harmony one is Abhi and Ab Zay in Nikaya Harami is a companion for Deva. The meaning of Tawri and Ibn Ishaq there is a person by the name of Ray. This person was not included in this chain of narration according to the report of Abu Rizal. So this chain of narration was looking that there is this connection between Al-Tawri and Ibn Ishaq, which makes this chain of narration is pay attention as when I was talking about Al-Mu'mar, as they came to the connection twice in a row. But for example, we have in the shape of A, B, C, D, D, imagine that S narrates according to D and D narrates according to D. We have two missing links in the chain of creation, but those two missing links are not in a row. So the hadith is not classified as normal, but classified as Mufakir. But for it to be classified as Mufakir, the two links have to be in the row. See? Now we move on to another disconnection in the chain of narration, and this disconnection is Al-Murtad. Al-Mursal was attributed by the follower without a link to the messenger. So the example of the Mursal, we have a follower who is a tabi attributing an account directly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that case, who is Muslim?
The family who gave it to that other tabi.
The tabi?
Who gave it to that other tabi.
Not the companion?
No. So if the companion, then hadith is authentic.
Why not? Why?
Because even if the companion is unknown, all the companions suffer.
Exactly. So when you say a tabi, attributing account to the Prophet, that does not mean the little name is the companion. Because if the little name is the companion, we know all the companions are the part. But the little name could be the companion and could be someone else. Because a tabi can receive a hadith from another tabi. when we can establish and see the hadith from another side. An example of a hadith that is Muslim is that which was narrated by Abu Dawood. According to Al, what does Al mean? Abu Dawood, Al al-Zuhri. When you hear the word Al, Al Nun, you have to familiar yourself with this word, Al. In the terminology of the hadith, Al means according to. Abu Dawood narrated al-Zuhri أن النبي تعالى بناس من اليهود في خيبر. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sought the help of Jews, of some Jews in the Khaybar battle. In this narration, we find that al-Zuhri is reporting to us an account related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know al-Zuhri did not meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so there must be a missing link. That missing link is the one that comes between al-Tabi'i and the Prophet. When the missing link is specifically between the Tabi'i and the Prophet, that hadith is called as that, in that situation, Mursal. So we can say, every Mursal is Munqati', but not every Munqati' is Mursal. Every Mursal is Munqati'. So Mursal means there is this connection in the chain of narration. But not every munqati is mursal, because if the munqati is closer to the beginning of the chain of narration, then it is not classified as mursal. Also, sometimes the exact opposite of al-mursal is the missing link between the traditionalist, the person who is collecting that tradition, and the one who is higher than him, the one who precedes him. If this link is missing, then the hadith is called mu'allaq. Mu'allaq.
So you have al-Muqari. He is the collector. He is the collector of hadith. Al-Muqari in his book, hadith number 774. Says, if you go to al-Muqari, hadith says, وَقَالَ رَبِلْتُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عُمَرٍ عبيد الله بن عمر عن ثابت عن أنس البخاري من نادي عبيد الله بن عمر ثم يقول منقطع معلق مرسل all of which are related to the continuity of the chain of narration and also I will use for you the term عن which means according to عن means there are those two are connected the center reporter and the executive reporter. The word child, the recipient is fortunate to the extent of the fortune. See? I say the word I'm child. The recipient is fortunate to the extent of the fortune. How much is that to answer your question now? Can you tell me if you have a word?
If I got this correct, on the condition of Mu'allak, he said, we gave the example that the collector was Mu'allak, and he said, laid the law on Dabi, on Hanat. He said, Mu'allak did not mean to obey. The missionary, he said, was between the missionary and the reporter.
And
Allah, because
he said,
Mu'allak
did not mean to obey. That means there is a missing link between Ubay and Al-Bukhari.
That makes it more.
That makes it more. So the missing link at the beginning of the chain of narration is Mu'allaq, and it is at the end of the chain of narration is
Mu'allaq.
In a hadith that was collected by one scholar, like he says, Abu Dawud, in the hadith of Mu'allaq.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same exact hadith that imagine. The same exact hadith, but it has that missing link that was there. Can we now, the hadith is in Abu Dawud and Mu'allaq in of itself, but are we allowed to classify the hadith as something different now because we have?
Yeah, we can say it's Mu'allaq, but it is made connected by another scholar. And remember when the scholar of hadith examines the message, once you examine the authenticity of the mission, they examine the chain of narration. And they do not pass the judgment that this mission is not authentic unless they examine all the chains of narration that have to do with this certain mission. So when a Shah of Hadith says this Hadith is disconnected, mu'dhaf, that does not mean the hadith in of itself is weak because it must be narrated with a different chain of narration when all the conditions have met. But he came with that chain of narration, then it is normal. Therefore, we distinguish between sometimes the power says, and the chain of narration is weak, and by saying it is weak. And the child who will be allowed to give a final judgment is the one who has the intensive knowledge that he evaluated all the chains of narration that pertain to one account. And based on the evaluations of all of them, he can make the final judgment to be overall an authentic account or not an authentic account. وهذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. So it should be narrated in an expression that you know the weakness of this report. The reason why I came back to you because some scholars of Islam, as I told you, they give the concession to use the weak reporting, and we have to be aware of that. But the truth of the matter, utilizing weak reporting is not permissible, whether we use it
to encourage virtuous actions or otherwise. Because of the following reason. If this report is weak, that implies it's not part of the sin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That it should be excluded. Secondly, if we, this virtuous action that we want to encourage, there must be enough sound evidence in the Quran and in the Sunnah to call for it without having the need to resort to this weak report. Thirdly, no matter what type of expression a person utilizes in conveying those messages, those weak reporting, the layman who hears it is going to believe that it is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, there is no need at all to utilize or to make use of the weak ahadith. So we say here, Sunnah followers do not read. Then it says, now we're going to go on to give you specific reasons for which a report must may be classified as weak. It says, a forgetful person may report an account. On his narration, the scholars don't count. If a person is forgetful, that means he does not meet the conditions of being babak. He says, a babak person is a person who memorized the account and he is able to convey the account the way it was said or the way it was placed. So if a person is forgetful, then he does not qualify to meet the condition of being a babak. If he is not babak, he makes mistakes in conveying the message. Thus he will be discredited. And all the reports that he is transmitting or he is involved in transmitting will be discounted. But here when we say a forgetful person, means this person is a person who forgets on numerous occasions. Because every single one of us, every single human being forgets. Even the highest caliber reporters of hadith, they are not immune from forgetfulness. But their forgetfulness is very minimal. Whereas a person who is forgetful, his forgetfulness is so great that he will be discounted of being in the Hasan category or in the Sahih category, of course. Because if he's not in the Hasan category, then of course he's not going to be in the Sahih category. So this, a forgetful person may report an account on his narration, the scholars do not count. We have talked to you before that Baq refers to Baq al-Qadr or Baq al-Safar. Baq al-Qadr means to memorize in your mind, to have the memorization, the account in your mind, and Baq al-Safar to have it in your book, to have your book preserved, free from tampering, free from interpolation. If a person is just is a bother in his memorization skills. Thus he does not keep his books free from tampering, then he is classified as a person who is not credited to being appointed before. The reason for which is that he cannot maintain his book free from interpolation. Somebody might come and insert statements in his book, or erase something or write something else in it. Since this possibility exists, and this person is known not to keep his book free from interpolation, then he will be disqualified. So what I'm telling you, what the piece of information I'm trying to convey to you, that Bok refers to two things, Bok the Father and Bok the Father. If one of them has deficiency in it, a person will be disqualified. Or a trustless person may be in the chain. Thus, they do not believe his claim. Or, one of the reasons why our report is weak, a trustless person may be in the chain, meaning the chain of resources. It was mentioned previously that one of the conditions for the hadith to be sahih or to be hasan, the reporter has to be adil. He says the adil, the pious, righteous person. If in the chain of reporter there is a person who does not need the quality of being an adil, even though he has a sharp memorization skill, but he's not adil. He lies, he cheats, he does not pray, he does not fast. Whatever actions he does that will disqualify him, disqualifying practices, then this restless person, if he is in the chain of narration, the scholars do not believe what he is saying. On the other one, when there is a forgetful person, we say the scholars do not count on his claim. On his narration, the scholars do not count. But here, they do not believe his claim. So he might be lying. He might be fabricating stories. A trustless person may be a liar, may be a sinner, may be accused of lying. And here's a point that we have mentioned previously, but we're going to repeat again. If there is a hadith that is weak due to the fact there is a trustless person in that chain of narration, then this hadith, even for those who say we can utilize weak a hadith in a virtuous action, we cannot use such a hadith. Secondly, if this report was reported through many and various chain of narration, each one of them has a trustless person, collectively they do not reach the level of hasan lighayrihi, hasan due to others. We have thought about that previously. So now we covered those two things that will make a hadith da'if. I thought at this point, if you have any questions, and then we can conclude the discussion inshaAllah.
The question is, when you were reporting about Sahih reporting, you had mentioned that it was
Scott, we had went over last week, Scott he do for others, and Hassan do for others. What on that Scott we report to
the Sahih? What about it?
You mentioned right after you told me about the Hassan report. You gave the definition for the Hassan report, but you didn't give the definition of the Sahih.
Well, we gave it that time. We said the Sahih has to meet five conditions.
Oh, yeah.
And we gave you an example of the Sahih report. It to be kullukum ra', everyone of you is a shepherd. And everyone is responsible for his herd. That was an example of the Sahih Hadith. I'm going to Sadr Seen Ta Ra and literally means Sadr. Look at the lines on the pages. When you have the pages in your notebook, those lines are called tafah. When you are keeping your lines straight, there is no tampering and interpolation. But that, it's refers to keeping, which is keeping good books. But to cover is Qad, Dal, Ra. And this is Qadr meaning check. Literally Qadr means check. We read in the Quran, Allahu Alimun Bidhati Sudur. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam Nashrah Laka Qadr. Sadr literally means shed. So in the shed is your heart, and your heart is the focal place of your understanding. So a person who is keeping his shed is sadr. It means the one who is keeping good account, keeping the account memorized accurately. And this is important because what happens is, as time goes by, people start to forget things and their memory starts to deteriorate. You might remember something happened today, and as time goes by, your memory of what has happened will start to deteriorate and getting foggy. Then it started, you know, mixed with other incidents that happened on that same day. But the person who keeps his memorization sharp, nothing can just overlap. Everything is discussed. This is the reference to Dr. Fadr or Dr. Ashrafa.
You mentioned that
Ruya. And the Ra'u is a Dhamma. Wow. And yeah. Ruya, it means it was narrated.
Yeah,
it's happened.
The
speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And having said that, we conclude the session this evening. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اتبعوه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. What are the five conditions that have to be met for the hadith to be classified as sahih? شيخ العلة والشيخ شذوذ to give me a factor that will make a report to be weak.
Factor that will make a report to be weak. First to be projected.
Okay. Give me another factor.
First to be structured.
Now we're going to continue. We talked about a trustless person if he is in a state of narration that means he is not adil. If a forgetful person is in a state of narration, that means he is not valid. Now we run into a situation where there is an unidentified individual in the chain of narration. Not identified. Thus, he cannot be classified whether he is adil or not. He cannot be classified whether he is babel or not. So this is referred to as mubham. مبهم. وفي نفس الشعور can't know it's saying here المبهم. We're going to revise the code. It says here unknown individual name. We're going to actually revise it to unidentified individual name or in person may be in the chain. The case in which we have an unidentified individual, which could be in the text of the hadith or in the chain of narration of the hadith. If this unidentified person is in the text of the hadith, then that fact does not have any bearing on the authenticity of the hadith. An example, it was narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, أتى النبي رجل مقنع بالحديد فقال يا رسول الله أقاتل أو أسلم؟ قال أسلم ثم قاتل. فأسلم ثم قاتل فقتل. فقال الرسول عل قليلا وأجر كثيرا. In this hadith, a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and that man was covered with honor. He said, O Prophet of Allah, should I fight or embrace Islam? He said, no, embrace Islam and then fight. The man embraced Islam and then he fought and then he was killed. The Prophet said, he did little amount of deeds and he was rewarded great amount of reward. So this man is unidentified. We don't know who he is.
But he is not involved in the transmission of the hadith. He is within the text of the hadith. Thus, the fact that he is unidentified does not have any bearing on the authenticity of the hadith. Okay? Then we move to another point where this unidentified person is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the unidentified person is a companion of the Prophet, then this lack of identification does not have any bearing on the authenticity of the hadith. Because all of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are trustworthy. And this is a unique quality to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we have a hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim number 1459. The beginning of the hadith says, according to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, a man told me from the companions of the Prophet. And Abdullah bin Abd al-Abbas said, أخبرني رجل من أصحاب الرسول. We don't know who that man is. He is unidentified. But this lack of identification does not have a bearing on the authenticity because all of the companions are trustworthy. Now we move on to the third case when the unidentified person is not a companion and he is in the chain of narration. This case could be happening when this person is unidentified in person or he is unidentified in status. Unidentified in person in the Mustalah al-Hadith, this is referred to as Majhul al-Ayn. Majhul al-Ayn. The definition of a Majhul al-Ayn is a reporter that only one other reporter took the hadith from him. And no major scholar certified him. For example, if you have a reporter of the hadith, and this reporter is not the type of thing that is not known to be transmitting the hadith of the Prophet of Allah. Only one of our reporters received the hadith from him. Adding to that, that this reporter was never certified by a known scholar in the hadith. When this case happened, this person falls under the category of majhul al-ilm, unidentified in person. The other one is unidentified in the status referred to as majhul al-hal. Al-hal. Also referred to as mashhur. The definition of this classification is a reporter that only two other reporters received a hadith from him and no major power certified him. Do you understand the definition? Do you understand what we are trying to convey to you?
No.
What do you understand? For the Shul Al.
That
some person is not known, you know, for that hadith, or not known by, or God did not identify the person who is speaking for that. And only one person took a hadith, but only one report. Do you understand this point? What do you understand? I want to make sure you understand. Explain to me in your own words for me to make sure that you understood what I said.
I understand
that
unidentified person took a hadith and reported it, but no major scholar certified that person.
That's the point. But also only one person. You understand this point?
Only, there's only one person that's reporting. Right. Only one report.
No. This is what I'm saying. The case is, and that is the person by the name of Jada. And imagine this Jada is a reporter of Hadith. This chapter was not certified by Imam Ahmad, was not certified by Bukhari, by Muslim. It was not certified. And he was not known to be a reporter of Hadith. Thus, he had only one person as a recipient of his Hadith. The only one person serves as a recipient of this Jabir, who we are assuming to be the unknown or the unidentified person in our case. Why we are making this condition? Because if this person has many students who are receiving, are serving as recipients of this narration, then he won't be unidentified anymore. But he does not have this caliber. He does not attain this level. Because only he has only one recipient reporter. So when a person has only one recipient reporter, and he is not certified, then he is classified as unknown and or unidentified in person. But this lack of identification is resumed when there are two recipient reporters who receive the hadith from this individual. To be from unidentified in person to unidentified in status.
So if you have a hadith in which we have a person who is unidentified in person, if you have a person in this situation like that, classified as unidentified in person in the chain of narration, then that report will be weak. Because we don't know whether this person is adil or not, dhabit or not. See?